Welcome back. I'm Perry Kincaid, author of The Last Commons, Human Relevance Under Siege. Thank you for joining me as we continue this journey together. 20 years, 1,000 voices, one book. This book emerged from more than two decades of conversations with entrepreneurs, educators, researchers, public servants, community leaders, even citizens who shared a common concern. How do individuals and societies adapt when the world around them changes faster than expected? In episode 2, A Globe Under Siege, we examined the growing pressures reshaping our world. We explored how economic uncertainty, technological disruption, social fragmentation, political tension, and declining trust in institutions are converging to create a level of complexity that many people find difficult to understand, let alone navigate. But understanding the pressures around us is only part of the story. We must also understand how we respond to them. Hence, our chapter 3 of the book, The Illusion of Permanence. This chapter matters for three important reasons. First, examines one of the most common mistakes made by individuals, organizations, and even entire societies, the belief that today's success guarantees tomorrow's success. History repeatedly shows that circumstances change, industries evolve, technologies emerge, and assumptions that once seemed permanent often prove temporary. Second, this chapter explores why institutions frequently fail to recognize change until it's impossible to ignore. Success can be deceptive, prosperity can hide vulnerability, and organizations that often become comfortable seem to struggle to adapt when new realities emerge. And third, this chapter introduces one of the central lessons of this book. Resilience does not come from preserving the status quo. It comes from preparing for change before change forces itself upon us. The examples in this chapter draw heavily from Alberta's experience, but the lessons extend far beyond one province, one industry, or even one country. They speak to a broader human tendency to confuse stability with permanence and comfort with security. As artificial intelligence, automation, and other transformative technologies continue reshaping society, that tendency may become increasingly costly. The question is not whether change is coming. The question is whether we are prepared for it. So let's begin. This is episode 3, chapter 3, of The Lost Commons, Human Relevance Under Siege, The Illusion of Permanence. In episode 2, A Globe Under Siege, we explored the powerful forces now converging upon us. We looked at economic stress, technological disruption, government strain, social fragmentation, and the growing influence of artificial intelligence. The central message was clear and simple. The challenges we face are not isolated, they are connected. Economic pressures influence politics. Technological change reshapes work, and social fragmentation weakens trust. Government struggles to keep pace. Together, these forces create a world that feels increasingly uncertain. In this episode, we take a closer look at a different but equally important question. Why do societies often fail to prepare for obvious change? Why do institutions continue doing the same thing, even when warning signs are visible? Why do people assume that today's success will continue tomorrow? Chapter 3 calls this the illusion of permanence. And we will discover that illusion may be one of the most dangerous ideas in modern society. This chapter begins with Alberta. At first glance, Alberta may seem like an unlikely place to explore a global problem. But Alberta provides a powerful example because many of the challenges now spreading across the developed world appeared there years earlier. In many ways, Alberta became an accidental laboratory. For decades, the province enjoyed extraordinary prosperity. It sat atop one of the world's largest energy reserves. Oil and gas generated jobs, wealth, investment, and government revenues and services. People spoke proudly of the Alberta advantage, low taxes, opportunity, growth, confidence. For many years, those claims appeared justified, for beneath the prosperity was a hidden weakness. Too much depended on a single resource. Too much depended on the assumption that good times would continue. Too little attention was paid to preparing for alternatives. The problem was not the Albertans, that they were foolish. The problem was that success can be persuasive. When things are working, people naturally assume they'll continue working. When prosperity lasts for decades, it begins to feel permanent. And that is where the illusion begins. I witnessed this pattern firsthand through the work of the Alberta Council of Technology Society, or ABC Tech, and later through the KEI network. For more than a decade, we studied Alberta's economic resilience. We conducted surveys of Albertan sentiments. We hosted conferences. We interviewed business leaders. We examined emerging technologies. In the tracking of public sentiment, we discovered that again and again, we found the same pattern. When oil prices rose, confidence rose. When oil prices fell, confidence fell. The province's emotional and economic outlook moved almost in lockstep with commodity prices. Diversification was discussed. Innovation was praised. Reports were written, strategies announced. Yet meaningful change remained elusive. When times are good, diversification seemed unnecessary. When times were bad, resources were scarce. The cycle repeated. Hope became a substitute for preparation. In many respects, Alberta became trapped in what I often described as a provincial version of Groundhog Day. The same assumptions, the same promises, the same disappointments, over and over again. The lesson extends far beyond Alberta. Today, much of the developed world is making a similar mistake, only now the resource is not oil, the resource is knowledge itself. For hundreds of years, societies have organized around the belief that human knowledge created value. Education became the pathway to opportunity. Expertise became the basis of authority. Institutions were built around the management and distribution of knowledge. But now, artificial intelligence is beginning to change that equation. Just as Alberta relied heavily on oil, modern societies rely heavily on human intellectual labor. And just as Alberta struggled to imagine a future beyond energy dominance, many institutions struggle to imagine a future beyond knowledge work. The similarities are striking. Both systems assume permanence. Both systems became comfortable. Both systems resisted change. All systems ignored warning signs. The illusion remains remarkably powerful. One of the most important lessons we learned through ABC Tech was that institutions often have difficulty recognizing structural change. This is not because people are dishonest or that leaders are unintelligent. Rather, institutions are designed to preserve stability. Their purpose is continuity, maintenance of the status quo. Evidence that threatens existing assumptions often encounters resistance. The result is a tendency to favor comfortable explanations over uncomfortable realities. Expert consensus can become self-reinforcing. Organizations rewarding conformity. Dissent becomes inconvenient. Alternative viewpoints are dismissed. Over time, entire systems become blind to emerging threats. This happened repeatedly throughout Alberta's economic history. The warnings were available, the evidence existed throughout. Thoughtful observers were raising concerns. Yet the dominant narrative remained unchanged. Prosperity made skepticism difficult. Success became a sedative. This pattern is not unique to economics. It's not unique to Alberta. It appears throughout human history. Organizations become attached to their existing models. Governments become attached to existing policies. Professions become attached to existing expertise. Entire societies become attached to existing assumptions. Some call it nationalism. The stronger the success, the stronger the attachment. One of the most important ideas in this chapter is something I call geological subsidy. The Alberta advantage was often attributed to superior policies, exceptional leadership, or unique management approaches. But the reality was more straightforward. Alberta possessed extraordinary natural resources at precisely the right moment the world demanded them. The advantage was largely geological. The province was fortunate. There is nothing wrong with good fortune. The problem occurs when good fortune is mistaken for permanent superiority, when luck is confused with strategy, when prosperity is confused with resilience. Resilience is different. Resilience is the capacity to adapt when conditions change. Resilience is revealed during difficult times, not easy times, not boom times, not periods of abundance. True resilience appears when systems face stress, and Alberta's experience demonstrated something very important. Prosperity can actually conceal fragility. The stronger things appear, the harder it becomes to recognize underlying weaknesses. This lesson became deeply personal for me. In 2001, after many years in management consulting, I was formally retired by KPMG Consulting. The organization was restructuring. New priorities emerged. Experienced partners were suddenly expendable. Like many people, I faced an unexpected transition. But I had learned an important lesson from my father. He'd experienced a similar professional setback years earlier. Watching the experience taught me something valuable. Never assume permanence. Always prepare for change. The lesson proved invaluable. Rather than dwelling on what was lost, I looked for new opportunities. I invested in technology startups. I launched new ventures. I created organizations focused on innovation and economic diversification. Some efforts succeeded. Others failed. And failure taught me another important lesson. One of the most important involved the difference between ideas and execution. Like many people, I initially overestimated business plans. I focused heavily on products, services, concepts, technology. What I underestimated was management, leadership, relationships, execution, the human side of success. Over time, our research repeatedly confirmed the same finding. When small businesses struggled, the problem was rarely a shortage of ideas, nor was it primarily a shortage of money. The greatest challenge was often management capacity, the ability to organize people, to build relationships, to know the customer, to develop networks, to transform ideas into action. It was the human factors that mattered most. That finding became increasingly important in the age of artificial intelligence. Because while machines excel at information processing, human success still depends heavily on relationships, trust, leadership, and judgment. These qualities remain difficult to automate. Our research also revealed something else. Many innovation systems were surprisingly ineffective. Government-funded programs, universities conducted research, organizations promoted entrepreneurship, yet the connections between these elements were often weak. The resources existed, the infrastructure existed, but vision, leadership, and coordination were frequently lacking. The challenge was not simply technological, it was human. This observation leads us to a deeper pattern. Fragility persists when institutions benefit from existing arrangements. Change becomes difficult when the current structures reward stability over adaptation. The result is resistance. Not necessarily intentional resistance, but structural resistance. Systems continuing to function even as their relevance declines. People defending existing practices because those practices credit previous success. The illusion of permanence survives because acknowledging change threatens established interests. But eventually, reality intervenes. And reality usually arrives through consequences and often as a shock. One of the most important lessons I learned from management consulting came from my mentor in management consulting named Gabe Shelley. He taught me that success happens in the marketplace, not in the office. He also taught me that meaningful change rarely occurs until consequences become unavoidable. His phrase was memorable. Until the pocketbook gets pinched, the status quo prevails. The point was not about money, it was about consequences. People often change only when circumstances force adaptation. Failure can be painful, but failure also teaches. Disappointment also teaches. Competition teaches. Reality teaches. Protection, on the other hand, can delay learning. Overprotection can create dependency. Systems shielded from consequences often become less resilient over time. This idea became especially important when considering artificial intelligence. Today's technologies increasingly reduce friction. They automate decisions. They provide recommendations. Artificial intelligence has the capacity to predict outcomes, to remove obstacles. At first glance, this seems entirely positive, and much of it is. But there's also a hidden risk. What happens when people stop exercising judgment? What happens when decisions become increasingly outsourced? What happens when algorithms absorb more responsibility? My concern, and the concern expressed in the book, is not simply job displacement. The concern is cognitive dependence, the gradual surrender of human beings' independent thinking. In many ways, this may become the defining challenge of the 21st century. For decades, we monitored economic resilience. Perhaps now we must monitor cognitive resilience, the ability to think independently, the ability to evaluate evidence and question assumptions, exercising judgment, making decisions, accepting responsibility. These capacities matter because they form the foundation of human agency, what makes us sovereign, what makes us unique. Without them, convenience becomes dependency, efficiency becomes passivity, technology becomes a substitute for thinking. This is why the chapter argues that the real challenge posed by artificial intelligence is not technological at all. It's human. The question is not whether machines will become more capable. They will. The question is whether humans will continue developing the qualities that make independent judgment possible, make humans relevant. History offers many warnings. Consider Kodak. In the late 1990s, few people imagined that film photography would disappear so quickly. Yet within only a few years, digital technology transformed the entire industry. The change happened faster than most institutions could comprehend. Kodak did not fail because it lacked leadership or that the leaders lacked intelligence. It failed because existing assumptions made adaption difficult. The company was trapped by its own success. Today, many organizations face similar challenges. The world is changing, yet many continue operating as though little has changed. Policies reflect yesterday's realities. Governance reflects yesterday's assumptions. Educational systems in particular are preparing students for yesterday's economy. Institutions defend yesterday's models. Meanwhile, artificial intelligence accelerates change. The illusion of permanence becomes increasingly difficult to maintain. This brings us to the central theme of Chapter 3. The greatest threat is not change itself. Human beings have always adapted. The greatest threat is complacency, the assumption that what worked yesterday will work tomorrow, the belief that success guarantees future success, the refusal to recognize changing conditions. Alberta's experience offered a warning. Prosperity can hide fragility. Comfort can weaken resilience. Protection can delay learning. Institutions can become attached to outdated assumptions. And when reality finally arrives, adaptation becomes more difficult and more expensive. The same lesson now applies to the knowledge economy. Artificial intelligence is exposing assumptions that have guided society for generations. The future will not belong simply to those with the most information, those that are the brightest, the ones with the credentials. Information is becoming abundant. The future will belong to those capable of judgment, of adaptation, of creativity, of leadership, of collaboration, of independent thinking, and yes, of good listening. As we conclude episode 3, I invite you to reflect on a simple question. What assumptions about your own life feel permanent today? And what happens if they're not? History suggests that resilience begins with confronting reality before reality forces the issue. The illusion of permanence is comforting. But resilience requires something different. It requires awareness, preparation, adaptation, to think of the future, and the courage to change. In our next episode, we continue this journey by examining how institutions struggle so consistently to adapt, and why systems designed for stability often become barriers to transformation. The diagnosis is becoming clearer. The challenge is now in discovering what must change. Thank you for joining me for episode 3 of The Last Commons, Human Relevance Under Siege, The Illusion of Permanence. 20 years, 1,000 voices, one book. To receive updates and register a pre-release of the copy of the book, expected this fall, please visit keinetwork.net. That's keinetwork.net. I'm Perry Kincaid. Thank you for listening. I look forward to having you join me for episode 4.